usually near the kitchen, there's a little place like a closet where you keep your canned goods and your food.
We call them a cabinet.
Pantry.
A pantry.
There's a difference. The pantry is the room, and the cabinet is a piece of furniture more.
Well, just
or built
cabinet
in.
On the wall, you know. Oh. You put it right on the wall.
Like built onto the wall.
Built in.
Okay, good. You may have around the house some old worthless furniture or some tools or something, and you say, oh, that's just an old pile of...
Yeah.
And the place where you'd store this, you might have a name for that.
Well, we got a place we put it down on the creek. We got a hole washing out in our pasture down there, and we done got it filled up.
Do you have a junk room then, or something like that?
Oh, we got a junk room out there, but when it gets full, that we unload it down in that, in the pasture.
Oh, God. Every morning, a woman usually who likes to keep her house looking neat, she'll run around with her mop and her little cloth, and you'll say, every morning she...
I don't say my wife mops every morning, because she don't.
Well, say another woman.
Yeah, that's what they do. A lot of them do. Mop every morning. My wife don't get to them every morning, because she go to God.
Oh, well, I'd rather do that.
She would too.
Would you say she cleans up or she tidies up or she...
Yeah, somebody's coming.
Yeah, I mean, would this be an expression that you'd think of? Would you be more likely to say she cleans up or she tidies up or she readies up or...
Kind of brushes out a little bit.
When you sweep the floor, usually you'll use a...
broom.
Okay, and if... I were to take a broom and put it, I don't even see a door. Open the door and put the broom around and then say, where's the broom in relation to the door? You'd say the broom is...
behind the door.
That's what I was looking for. all your clothes are dirty, you'll say, well, it's about time to do the...
about time to go to the wash it here, yeah.
And usually when you're cleaning your clothes, you have to put soap in, you have to...
Well, I don't know how you'd say it, but that's what you do.
You do
put them in the wash and put some detergent in there with them.
You talk about it and you say, I'm doing the...
laundry.
Washing. And after you do the washing and the clothes are dry, then you have to do the...
Yeah, you have to do the ironing sometime. I put them on before she gets them out.
I don't do much ironing anymore. This permanent press is the best thing since mayonnaise. I'm in favor of that. If you're inside the house and you have a two-story house and you want to go upstairs, you climb the...
Just climb the stairs?
Okay, now, would you say steps inside the house?
No, you'd say stairs.
And then outside, those you would call...
steps.
Okay, they'd be on the outside. Right now we're sitting on your back
porch.
All right, would you call this anything else if it were on the front of the house?
No, we got
you
one.
You have one on the front too. You don't call it something else?
No, we call it the front porch.
Okay.
And then the back porch.
Fine.
Him and Lee, we got a grandson, he says that's the back porch up there.
Because he comes in. Is he a little grandson?
No, not now. He doesn't got to be a good big ball player.
I saw the swing out there, and I thought some grandchildren must have had
we used to have some bunch of swings.
Kids got too big to swing now.
Do you remember any toys that you had when you were growing up?
Oh, I didn't have them, but a mega shooter with a